What's the fun in that? People wanna, you know, they say, oh, I don't wanna do that. So every time there's a change, every time there's something goes on, there's a new version. People stand in line for hours to get the brand newest phones, you know. Okay, and what's wrong with the phone they got? Nothing. You know, but why do we feel the necessity to change all of the time? Can anyone explain the wisdom in any human action? You can't. You really can't. You can't explain the wisdom in any human action. Are they trying to be politically correct? I don't know. What makes a person act the way they do? For every action, there's a reaction. So don't let someone change your attitude just because they have a bad attitude. The point I'm trying to make is the third law of physics. Newton's third law of physics. Y'all know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So, go back to my question. Can anyone explain the wisdom in any human action? The message of the cross is power. The message of the cross is wisdom. Those Jews and those Romans and those of the authority could not understand it. And they never were going to understand it. They stripped Jesus down, they beat him, they tortured him, they put him on a cross and they killed him. And they thought they solved the problem. Get rid of this guy. They thought they solved the problem. But what happened? It just got powerful and more powerful, and they couldn't overcome it. Because they didn't understand it. Because they did not understand the wisdom of the cross. This is what Paul was encouraging those in Corinthians to remember, that he said, brothers and sisters, don't disagree with one another, and don't form rival camps with one another, but be of the same purpose. Be of the same mind in Christ Jesus. Be strengthened and be wise. My prayer for myself and to all of you, that we submit to a higher power. That wisdom comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray.